A Florida church won their lawsuit over offering their parking lot to beachgoers for free parking by declaring it a religious act and evangelism effort. Find out the details of the case after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
A federal judge in Florida ruled that a Gulf Coast community could not stop a local church from allowing beachgoers to use its parking lot. Pass Agrail Beach Community Church in St. Pete Beach has allowed tourists to take advantage of the free parking for several years. In 2014, congregants decided to allow their middle schoolers to greet the cars parking there and set up a donation box for the visitors to contribute to their missions fundraising. But in 2016, the city of St. Pete Beach fined the church for violating a law governing commercial parking lots. Religion News Service reports new residents of the neighborhood were disgruntled by the extra traffic to and from the lot. After a local magistrate dismissed the citations, the city increased surveillance and once again fined the church in August of 2020. This time the fine was for $1,000, owing to the fact that the church allegedly violated a policy governing land use. The law stated nobody could use the parking lot for things other than, quote, a legitimate church purpose. Thankfully, the U.S. District Court Judge Tom Barber of St. Pete Beach asserted that these restrictive actions made it seem what might constitute a legitimate church purpose is up to the city, not the church. The arguments in the case hinged on whether the church's insistence on keeping the parking lot available to the public was a sincerely held belief of the church's faith. Jean Hamelman, the church's associate minister for youth and the senior minister's wife, told the court that its parking spaces were a mode of evangelism. She told the judge, "The church's free parking is one of the most effective ways the church can use the property God has given it to serve the community and attract new people to the church." She quoted Matthew 28:19-20, which says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." While it decided the case on religious freedom grounds, the court also considered the practical question of how the church could enforce the city's policy. After all, groups like Alcoholics Anonymous use the space, as well as the Altar Guild meetings. Therefore, it would be impossible to make sure that even those at the church for a, quote, legitimate church purpose didn't take a stroll or run an errand on foot, leaving their car in the lot. As Senior Minister Keith Hamelman put it, "You couldn't be a church member and go to the beach." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.